John has, ever since the story broke, covered the story from time to time, and so we felt that it was important to reflect the story once again of Babita Deokaran, who was a corruption whistleblower within the Gauteng Department of Health, and she was assassinated in a hit-style killing outside her Johannesburg home in August 2021. A News 24 investigation which spanned 6 months and examining an excess of 60,000 emails and the contents of his cell phone has been revealing bits and pieces of her work in a series titled Silenced. And I'm delighted to be joined by the journalist behind that series now, Jeff Wicks. He joins us on the line from Johannesburg. Jeff, good afternoon. The latest installment in your series was released today. Tell our listeners what it has uncovered.
So, I mean, this is a story we've been handling for longer than a year now at this point. But the interesting or sort of the central thrust of the story that we've published today is centers on one man, and his name is Dr. Stephen Govind Raju. And he's something of a new figure to us because in the midst of our exposés, all of more than 50 companies which Babita Deokaran had flagged and which we hold were shell corporations that existed only on paper. The directors of those companies seemingly abandoned these entities and ceded control to him. And what our investigation has now found that this is anything but a coincidence. We managed to go back in time, and we have now been able to prove that Dr. Govind Raju has long-standing links to some of these shell corporation bosses, and it raises the question about his involvement from the beginning.
You mention this doctor, whose name is very difficult to pronounce, but it's also his wife that's involved, isn't it?
Yes, well, we've managed to prove that his wife, who works as a pharmacist, arranged a job for one of these company directors. And that's where this becomes so inexplicable, because this woman, her name is Christine Signorane, she was the director of 5 companies, and her husband, Avikash Signorane, also the director of 5 companies, and together they build this tertiary hospital more than 30 million rand for the provision of goods and services. And while she was making millions, supposedly, she was working as a packer, earning less than 5,000 rand a month. And we say that that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, as you say, a small number of people made a lot of money over this situation, Jeff. Have any of them been criminally charged, or are they all just carrying on with their lives?
Well, as far as we can tell, Amy, no. No one has been criminally charged. And in essence, Babita Deokaran found these anomalous payments 3 weeks before her assassination. She blew the whistle on this, but was killed before she could take that any further. It would appear from how the Department of Health in Gauteng has conducted itself that they made every effort to bury her investigation and another one that followed thereafter. So the simple answer to your question is no. Nothing has been done. We're still waiting to see what the special investigating unit is going to do with this. No one has been brought to book as yet.
Now, when it comes to Babita's murder itself, we know that there, of course, are 6 suspects currently being prosecuted, but it's unlikely that those guys were the masterminds behind the murder, is it?
It would appear not. I mean, we've done our own work into the lives of these 6 men. They all have links in some shape or form to the minibus taxi industry, but they're the only ones who have been arrested or detained thus far, and those arrests happened 3 days after her murder. We know that the Hawks told journalists outside court at the time that more arrests would be imminent, but now more than a year has passed since they said that, and there's no indication that there's any progress in the criminal investigation into her murder.
Sure. Jeff, in terms of your series, what's coming next? What can readers look forward to seeing next?
Well, we are examining a list of entities that were flagged by Deokaran before her murder. We have not finished doing this, and it's a project that will continue to advance, and we'll follow the money. And as and when we find things, people can read about it on News 24.
Jeff Wicks, outstanding work that you are doing. So congratulations for that. And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's News 24 investigative journalist uncovering the latest in the Babita Deokaran investigation for us.